Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the feast of the Presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. At least it's a feast for our institute. And in the office of readings for today's feast, we read from St. Augustine. He says this: "The Virgin Mary is both holy and blessed, and yet the Church is greater than she. Mary is a part of the Church, a member of the Church, a holy and eminent, the most eminent member, but still only a member of the entire body. The body undoubtedly is greater than she, one of its members." So, while this teaching of St. Augustine is certainly true and undeniable, it kind of leaves one flat on a feast of Our Lady. Of course, we want to exalt Our Lady. So it's good to remember that Our Lady, although she is certainly a member of the Church, and as such, the Church is greater than she, we should also remember that Our Lady is Mother of the Church. Okay? On November 21st, 1964, Venerable Paul VI publicly declared, quote, "Therefore, for the glory of the Virgin and our consolation, we proclaim Mary Most Holy to be the Mother of the Church, that is, of the entire people of God, both of the faithful and of the pastors, who call her the Most Loving Mother. And from now on, with this most beautiful title, we want that she be still more honored and invoked by the entire Christian people." So following Venerable Paul VI, Blessed John Paul II added that title to the Litany of Loreto, Mother of the Church. And he also placed the image of Our Lady above St. Peter's Square, and underneath the image of Our Lady, Mater Ecclesiae, Mother of the Church. So what about this problem of superiority? Is the Church greater than Our Lady, or is the Lady greater than the Church? Well, I found a great explanation of this by our own Father Alessandro Apollonio, an article that he wrote for one of our Marian publications. And he says, "To the problem of superiority, we respond using metaphysics. The part is always inferior to the whole, but there can be the case, as it is with Our Lady, in which the whole without the part is inferior to the part considered in itself. What actually presents greater theological difficulty is this: Mary is a member of the Church because it is the mystical body of Christ, of which Mary is also a part. How, therefore, can a part of the body be mother of the body? The difficulty is striking. If Mary is mother of the mystical body of Christ and also a part of that body, then Mary is the mother of herself, which is contradictory. Mary would have to already exist in order to bring it forth as mother, while at the same time not yet exist in order to be generated as part of the body. We resolve the difficulty by noting that Mary is mother of the whole body, head and members, but she is not mother of herself. She was generated to the mystical life of that body directly by God in view of the merits of Christ, Savior and Redeemer of the human race. For this reason, Mary already constitutes the infant Church at her Immaculate Conception, as Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI said while he was still a cardinal. Indeed, she was the Virgin made Church, as St. Francis says. Our Lady, by a singular privilege from the moment of her conception, was the first cell of the body." Right? Conceived immaculate, she is the first cell of the mystical body of Christ. "A maternal and fecund cell from which both the head and the members of that singular body, which is the Church, had their origin. The primacy of Mary over the church is similar to that of the virgin earth over Adam and all humanity. As the virgin earth, Our Lady is the principal and constitutive element of humanity, recreated to the image of God. From her, as from an anterior temporal principle, here's the philosophical language, both the Redeemer and the redeemed had their origin. How then can Mary be a member of the body that she herself generated? The answer is that the mystical body surpasses the biological limits of a physical body because it also unites in itself the characteristics of a social body. At this point, the image of a family is more helpful than that of a body. The mystical body of Christ is indeed the great family of God. Just as the mother is a member of the very family that she herself constituted and generated, so analogically, Mary is a member of the church. While it is true that Mary generated the mystical body of Christ, she also belongs to it, because that body, inasmuch as it is mystical, is also her family. God created her for this, so that Mary would be both mother and member of the mystical body of Christ. Mother, because she is co-redemptrix with Christ. Member, because by Christ, sublimiori modo redempta, she was redeemed in a more sublime way. The perfect fruit of a perfect redemption by a perfect Redeemer. Immaculate. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.